Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The biggest thing I can say is just really being a dog. I mean, I feel like for me, the time I was there, just listening to him talk, getting to know him a little bit, just I feel like he has that dog mentality as a coach. And then even bringing in Dennis Allen, getting to know him, getting to know what type of defense he wants us to run and how he wants us to be. I feel like we just get the opportunity to be dogs. I feel like they look for matchups. They're going to match us up, of course, on defense to be able to get out the guys. And then on offense, we all know what Ben Johnson is about, getting everybody involved, being able to set the tone, be aggressive. But I mean, I'm looking forward to it. They set a real tone for us this year and just being aggressive, dominating, coming in and being who we are.
That was our friend Jalen Johnson. He was on Fox Sports 1 talking about Ben Johnson changing the culture. That was back on May 7th. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. We broadcast live from Gallagher Way until 12:45 as we get you ready for Game 2 of Cubs and Pirates with Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh facing Cade Horton. We are also expecting to hear from Crane Kenny joining us in the next hour. But before that, Jalen Johnson appeared on NFL Network, and he's been making the rounds a little bit when it comes to just giving his thoughts, speaking his mind. You know he does it on The Score as well. And so I appreciated what he had to say to Ian Rappaport and that crew regarding their questions to him on the Insider Show. He talked about the culture change, and he talked about getting used to the coaching staff. So let's take a listen.
I think really just setting a new tone, and I feel like for me it's even hard to say because I feel like every staff has come in and tried to set a new tone and establish a new way of doing things, but I think the biggest thing that I've been able to see, feel, and take away, even just talking to the guys, is really just the details, the little things kind of just pushing the new standard, and I think they're not coming off of it, and that's good. I feel like for us, too, we need that as a young team, gaining certain vets. I mean, of course, we got some vets up front on the O-line, but really everywhere else, we're a pretty young team. So I think just having that accountability, having that staff that's going to come in and really show us the way and almost pull us along and not just, okay, guys, let's go at your own pace, but no, like grabbing our hand, it's like, no, let's go. This is the way that you want to go about playing football. And I mean, Dennis Allen, Al Harris, I mean, Ben Johnson, they coordinated, played, done all of it really at the highest level. So I think for us, it's one of those things where we can trust them, and we really just got to be coachable and then go out there and execute. I don't think anything that they'll do or not do is going to hurt us. I think for us, it's really just going out there and execute, trusting them, trusting what they say, and going out there and playing our best ball.
I think if you are asking why are we playing stuff that sounds the same, the good part is that it sounds the same. When we hear players over and over again last year tell us about how they wanted accountability, how they wanted attention to detail, how they wanted a more regimented practice schedule and a more regimented practice overall, that they're getting it. And not only are they getting it, they're showing you how. So when Jalen Johnson, who's one of the most vocal leaders and was one of the biggest voices as to what went wrong last year, tells you how it's going right, I think it's a good thing that you're hearing the same repetition out of the Bears. That shows that that repetition is also coming in, not just practice reps, but how they are absorbing them.
Also, just listening to him talk about everything that's going right, it always makes me ask, does that mean it was going wrong before this? I probably shouldn't do it as much as I do, but it is part of the valid conversation, right? Where he's talking about, you know, grabbing us by the hand and leading us. Were you not being grabbed by the hand and led when things were not where they needed to be in years prior? I don't just say last year. I'm just talking about in general now. Because he was part of a valid defense, at least until everything unraveled last year, when you talk about the things that Matt Eberflus did well. I've always said, Matt Eberflus, he's a good defensive coordinator. He quickly got another job in Dallas because he is a good defensive coordinator.
Right.
Being a head coach is just a different level of what you need to do. So I'm interested to see the compare and contrast of the Matt Eberflus defense with now the Dennis Allen defense going forward.
Well, not just that, but don't you remember when the phrase leader of men was brought up a lot?
Oh,
DJ
man.
Moore brought it up on Mully and Haw, and that's where it really took off. And we were all asking ourselves, yeah, it's good to want that, but how do you want that? So how does that play out? When you say you need leadership, what are maybe you not getting that can give us a better example of what you need to get? And I think you're hearing these points be reflected in how you're hearing all the players observe what's going on in the practices.
They're definitely going through an assimilation phase, if you will, because they're getting streamlined into what is expected from them from this Bears coaching staff with Ben Johnson at the top, with Dennis Allen at the top, and then obviously the position coaches underneath. The flow has to be there, the flow of information, the flow of understanding of what you're responsible for, the accountability, all of that starts now. And you have to set that standard high because you're never going to have it set as high as it is out of the gate. You can always tone it down, but you definitely can't tone it up.
Well, and to me, when it comes to all of this, too, it's that what did they need? Like, what do you need to be the best version of yourself? And so we're hearing that, but it also then makes me ask that same question. Well, if they're very clear in telling you what they like, why didn't you get what you wanted last year? It's not like you begin the season or you begin training camp and you're like, this is how it's going to be. It's not changing. We won't make any adjustments. A football team who doesn't make any adjustments, well, they probably lose 10 games in a row in the regular season. But the point is, you should be able to have a process in place that says, oh, you guys aren't getting this? Well, let's adjust how we do this thing and change. And the more and more I hear this, the more and more I wonder how bad it was where they didn't even try to change despite everybody telling you what they needed.
I think the here and now, it's just important to hear that the message, as you said, Layla, has been consistent in terms of what they're receiving from the current coaching staff and what they're getting prepared for when you look ahead to next season. Again, Jalen Johnson has not seen success in his time with the Bears. A number of players have not seen success, whether it's been with the Bears or the previous organizations they were with. Let's take DJ Moore into account when we have that part of the conversation. And now, the Caleb Williams piece might be the biggest thing because of what you're expecting out of Ben Johnson, because he is an offensive guru, the play caller, the play designer, the schemer, the guy who can do more, we're going to find out, with less or not.
Well, and for all the people who say that Jalen Johnson is thinking about himself, here's proof he's not. He also knows the focus needs to be on QB1. Let's listen.
Honestly, I feel like, and it's funny because I was talking to like my friends and family and things like that about it, but I feel like it's hard to go from being a Heisman Trophy winner and being able to play a certain style of ball to now last year, of course, not having the structure that was necessary to get him excelling in the right direction, and then now coming in and having a true offensive mastermind. It's going to take some time. It's going to be new. It's going to be different, of course. I'm not an offensive guru, so I can't speak to too much, but I know the changing of the stance, the changing of more under center, the different ways of doing things, I know that we didn't do last year, and that I would say he hasn't done too much really in his career, but I would just say it's going to take a lot of learning, and I think he's willing to learn. I think he's really coachable. And again, it's going to be uncomfortable because it's going to be different. But I think he's definitely has everything that he needs to have as far as the physical makeup, the mental makeup. It's just going to be building down that old foundation, that old way of doing things, and then kind of reestablishing himself along with who he already is.
I appreciate that out of Jalen. Just looking at it from Caleb Williams' standpoint and knowing that that's something that he's been on board with. You need that kind of veteran observation.
Well, you talked about it being uncomfortable, right? The message from day one has been get comfortable with getting uncomfortable from the head coach, Ben Johnson. And I like hearing that resonate through the players because that means the message isn't just something we heard. More importantly, it's something that the guys who are playing for him heard.
Well, and not just that, but I don't take what I hear or what I observe with no baseline. I don't pick this stuff up out of thin air. I'm not creating theories just to create them. They're based on what people tell us, and they're based on the actions that are taken. And so when Ben Johnson says, I want the quarterback to see the game through my eyes, I think what you're also seeing is the team is willing to see the game through his eyes because they're all repeating the same points in their own different voices about how they want even these practices to go.
Right now is the time for talk. So those words being repeated by the players, that's cool. But you know, you got to show me. Actions speak louder than words. So the problem with that is it's going to be a while before we get to see the action, whether that's the beginnings of training camp where people actually have pads on and you can see, oh, they're running that play well. The defense is doing well. The offense is doing well. Joint practices for a day with two different teams that they're going to have in for their preseason games. And then the games themselves. Our conversations are going to be so wildly different once the season starts. And you could argue they're going to be so wildly different once the preseason starts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not arguing any of that. I'm saying there are certain things you look for right now. And there are certain ways that you can tell that people are absorbing the information right now. What are the steps that you need to focus on in install? What are the steps you need to focus on as a rookie, a healthy rookie, and also as a rookie who isn't able to play? And Ben Johnson has talked about those too. We talked about what Luther Burden misses right now by not being able to play. He told you why that time is important. So what are the benchmarks they're meeting at this time? And I think you're seeing a lot of that reflected. Like, this is a different voice from Jalen Johnson. These are different observations than anything we've heard him say in the years past.
I was intrigued by when he was talking about Ben Johnson in a different way, because here's how he knew Ben Johnson before he's hired as the Bears head coach. That's that dude drawing up that stuff that is giving us some problems. But also, he's been on the side of a team that has not only beaten Ben Johnson's offense and held it in check,
right,
but they've come out with wins against the Detroit Lions in that time period. So he has to be encouraged by that. I'm sure Ben Johnson, tip of the cap to the Bears defense and the guys that are still here from some of those wins.
And also, Jalen is at the point in his career where he can start to look at things from multiple facets. Like, you heard him look at the game through Caleb Williams' eyes. I've heard him talk about how he observes various defensive coordinators and what they bring to the game. You know, he mentions Dennis Allen for a reason. He's talked about being a student of watching Robert Saleh's defense and what he likes there. When you have enough experience, those are the growth plates that you earn as a veteran on the team. So I appreciate the different vantage points that he's giving you based on his knowledge base.
He certainly had a lot of experience just and more of a chance to grow than a lot of guys on this roster just because he's been around for a few minutes, you know?
And he's with you, by the way. He's the one who's saying, let's get to the season. Like, you and him are in lockstep.
Remember his first availability after the hire of Ben Johnson? He said, I've heard all this before. Because I've heard all this before. New season, new coaches, whatever. However you want to put it. I'm Jalen Johnson. I play cornerback for the Chicago Bears. I've started a training camp as the first team guy. I've started a training camp as the number three guy, as in third team. I just want us to get out there and do something and say, let's go.
It's such a joke to me that Jalen Johnson, who missed practice because he had a charity golf tournament in the name of his high school friend who had passed away, was killed, that the lesson there was that he's on the third team and then they don't punish Tyreek Stevenson. Like, that is the joke to me as when it comes to how discipline was employed on the team. Let's also listen to another thing that Jalen Johnson had to say about his relationship with Ben Johnson.
So for the past few years, you were going against Ben Johnson's offenses in Detroit. No, he's a guy who will literally run anything. He'll throw the ball to an offensive lineman. Yeah. He'll fake a stumble. You've seen it all with him. Now he's in the building with you every day, are there things, is there a little bit of byplay between you guys? Are you trying to either give him ideas or pick up on some of the things he's been doing against you guys for years?
Nah, honestly, it hasn't been too much of that. I think, too, for him, he's just trying to establish a new way of doing things on the offensive side of the ball, of course, with the elephant in the room being, I feel like, starting with Caleb. And I think, too, one thing that I really seen that was different from him is the first day he really came in, it was like, you win based on your quarterback play. So I think just establishing that, I mean, that's something that we know as fans and being in the locker room and things like that. But I feel like as far as a coach coming out and saying that's the first time I've heard that. So I think him really just trying to keep his head low, establish the culture, establish the standard of doing things, and really just trying to take care, I feel like, and spearhead the Caleb development. But for the most part, I think every time I see him, we kind of just give that look like it's kind of weird being on the same team because we've been going at it for a long time. But I think really in practice in camp, it'll be really fun. So then we'll be able to really compete against each other.
I mean, he's letting you know right there, like, game on. Let's. I love Jalen Johnson. That's it. You know why? You know what it is? I think you get to a certain point in life, right, where you become the old man in the room. And you're just like, F it. It is what it is. Let's go. And I think Jalen Johnson's that point about everything because he's been with this organization for so long. He's like, I've seen rock bottom. I know what it looks like at the bottom of that pit. I'd like to be at the top of the mountain, but somebody's going to have to get me to the top of the mountain. I'm going to do everything in my power, but I'm only one man. It's a team game. And it might be the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ultimate team game when you talk about football and how when one person can't get the job done, the entire play fails.
That's it. And he knows all good and well. It's not just about the defense. It's not just about his position group. It's not just about the secondary. He knows that it starts and ends with the quarterback because his job every day is to mess up that quarterback plan. So I appreciate him saying that, too, because what does it do again? It re-illustrates the point. It re-emphasizes that it's not just QB1 who's seeing the game through Ben Johnson's eyes. It's more proof that everybody on the team is trying to. And, you know, I talk a lot about athletes who've earned the benefit of the doubt, or they've earned a discussion. You know, I think of like when Anthony Davis originally said he wanted to be traded to the Lakers. He had earned that at that point. He had a resume backing it up. Jalen Johnson has a resume to say more stuff. Like, that's, he earned the second contract. He's been through multiple regimes now, multiple head coaches. You know, when you consider Matt Nagy, now Matt Eberflus, and then next is Ben Johnson. He's earned the right to say this stuff.
I want to see how his voice carries through once. I'm not saying I expect it to lighten at all.
Right.
But I want to see how it carries through once training camp starts and once we get into the preseason to see if he's more vocal or if he just lets his play do the talking. He's got his, you know, times where he's going to be at the podium, the lectern, talking about what's going on. But I want to see if he takes a more reserved approach in the Ben Johnson era or if he's just as outspoken as he was in the Matt Eberflus era. I'm really curious about that because that'll tell us, I think, a lot about where he is if he feels like he doesn't need to speak out. Because I do believe this. If he's got something to say, he's going to say it.
Right. And like I said, he's earned the right to. But also, what are you guys discussing? Are you going to talk to me about how you hope to travel with opposing WR1
yep.
in Dennis Allen's defense? What's the relationship between the secondary and the linebackers when it comes to this? When the defense was working, a lot was said about the pass rush, creating more time for the secondary to be able to be more disruptive. So that said, how are you talking to me about the process and how you're seeing the game come together? And that's going to be another benchmark for me because I think that visualization as a whole and the timing discussion, that's the next like win for me when it comes to things that games can't affect yet. Like, yeah, when the games happen, we got a whole new ball game. But right now, how you're seeing the game and how you're seeing yourself in somebody else's defense, all of those things are really important to me as to how I'm trying to see this take shape because that'll tell me how far along you are in getting your plan together.
I think the plan's been laid out for everybody, so I'm just really curious but also trying to be patient to wait till the next phase. Training camp, y'all can start next week.
Yeah, they get 6 weeks off, and I think they should be happy about that or thereabouts. You know, it's an approximate total, but the point is they're off. We're not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.